All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with City of Broken Dreamers. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, basically what I do every week now is upload City of Broken Dreamers, and I will leave it up until I'm about ready to go to bed, and then when I'm about ready to go to bed, I'll throw Not Safe for Work on it. So that gives you guys a chance to watch it in the first little bit, and then it's Not Safe for Work at the rest of it. I see that you guys have been looking at them anyway, but I just want you guys to be able to find them in the search engine. This is only a BitChute issue. If you're watching on MGTOW.TV, it's no problem. But I have no idea why they care. My channel only has 152 people. It's not like I've got thousands. You know, it's not a big deal. I just honestly don't get why the mods are acting this way. We can't put this content on Rumble because apparently they consider bikinis to be sexual. I looked it up. I was going to put Grimm's Hentai Corner up because Bossquar and the Weebathon have their channel up there. I have no idea how, because they are probably not going to allow that kind of stuff, especially he's doing eroge games, visual novels. Some of that stuff will probably go, but I don't know. It's crazy. Like, he's doing stuff from Chaos Head, and that has some racy scenes in it, and that would probably break the Rumble terms of service. But not until somebody complains, of course. So, for now, we're just going to continue this and maybe go to Rumble also eventually, but I'll just let you know that Grimm's Hentai Corner has a channel there. We just don't have any videos on it. We just have our comics channel now, and that's it. You can go to Grimm's Hentai Corner on Rumble. You won't find nothing there. It says no videos. But if you want to find the regular, it's Grimm's Comics Corner. Anyway, we'll have this stuff on there at some point. We'll test it out, but I don't know if it's going to go. I think I'm going to get a policy violation. Which would be shit if I got kicked off Rumble.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, I would literally make a video about it. I'd literally make a video about it. Like, okay, well, not free speech enough.
Yeah.
See, Sonya and Victoria. Well, I mean, dude, they're already promoting, like, hardcore conspiracies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
I mean,
I figured nudity, they may draw the line at some point. I don't know.
Maybe.
Stuff that you usually couldn't let a kid see.
Yeah, I guess.
Because Rumble's kind of everybody.
Well, they're a little more conservative. They are.
They have. It has cursing in it, but
No. I mean, they're conservative, as in they lean. They're right. Yeah. They're a right wing kind of site. Because YouTube went left.
The owners of Rumble are from Canada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. But they like the values, from what I've heard from Steven Crowder.
Okay.
You know, he's sponsored by him now.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of...
Right.
You know.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started with this. Pickings are slim, huh? This ain't no Ritz. Be thankful there's anything here. You making out okay? It will have to do. Grimm, what are you doing here? I got this. I'm sure you do. I just want to make sure we won't have any problems. No problems. Not like I can't handle her. We can test that assumption if you wish. Is that so? Be an even fight, lie. No need, Sonya will win. Truth.
Yeah. Be an even fight, just lie.
Nobody's gonna test anything here. Sonya, trust me, she can certainly handle herself. Victoria, Sonya here is basically my equal physically. Okay. Equal? Give me more credit than that. You know what I mean. If she's your equal and you bested me, then perhaps a test is not such a wise idea. Don't mind him, he's just trying to be diplomatic. Now, did you find anything suitable to wear? They're all outfits for stage shows. This is far less glamorous than I imagined, but it'll have to do. And do you mind a little privacy, perhaps? I told Ellen I'd not let you out of my sight. I intend to fulfill that promise. Very well, I understand. Victoria finishes changing into the new outfit. Grimm, didn't you learn it's rude to stare? Sorry. You'll never change. Whatever. Let's get out of here before Ellen comes back. Good idea. How are you doing?
Busy. Oh, fine.
It's getting a little easy.
Okay.
Yep.
Must be your superpower.
You know you need to rest. Yeah, but I heard the commotion. I felt I had to do something. I got a little heated there, didn't I? Yeah, just a tad. You wouldn't be you if you didn't fire off here and there. Well, I'm sorry you had to see that side of me. It's not something I'm proud of. It's okay. I mean, it is what fuels you. Ellen, do me a favor. Sure. Be nice to her. Victoria, I mean. You're kidding, right? I'm not. She may not show it, but she's completely lost. Also what? She respects you a lot, I can sense it. Everything you are, your music, your independence, and free will. Those are things so foreign to her, she latches onto them. She would always come to the shows, even when not on the job. Okay, kiddo, I think you need to sleep. You may be going crazy now. Or I am. You're her opposite. You're everything she strived for. Not to mention, I know she loves your music. Bullshit. No joke, you just said yourself she came to your shows all the time. Jesus. Ellen, can I have a word with Gloria? Yeah, sure, I'll be next door. I need to crash for a bit, regardless. Night, Ellen. Yeah, you too. So, Gloria, how you holding up? Honestly, concerned. Concerned? You think bringing Victoria here was a big mistake, don't you? Not exactly, at least from what you probably think. Then what's wrong? It's everyone else. Everyone's getting scared. Scared of what comes next. What comes after all this? Of course, who wouldn't be? Yeah, I know, but I still can't help but be terrified of what will come. If there's a cure like Victoria says, that will put a stop to this. We'll still be on the run. Maybe, but we probably won't have Baynard and others after us. Wait, really? Yeah, why would they? They only want you for your powers. If you don't have those, then why come after you? Not having these powers. Upset you may lose them? They have sort of become part of me, you know? Just think about it. Think about before you had them. Well, that was a lot better, but then again, I was not on the run from, well, everyone. No, that you weren't. What about going to concerts and worried about what the guy in class thought of you? Oh God, don't remind me. Yeah, I guess that didn't go over so well. No, not really. Those are certainly times I miss. Only worry being what you would get up to the next day. I bet.
Get closer? We can always say, or you can save it, and then we could find out.
Still, I never met anyone like you. Really? I don't know. I don't really like him with her.
I don't know. I'm just kind of curious to see what happens.
Look, I should probably head out. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. Of course. Thanks, Grim. You have a good night. You too, Grim. See Katie. Hey, Katie. Mind if I come in? It's open. Grim, we need to have a little talk. Ah, I don't like that look. Didn't I warn you about her? Victoria? I don't think so. I didn't even realize you knew her. Oh, I'd seen her around before. She always seemed to be up to no good. Listen, whatever you thought of her before, she's changed. I trust her. Sorry, but I don't buy it. If what she's saying is true, and that is a big if, it may be worth the risk. It is. Still, you need to watch your back, otherwise she'll stab you and probably twist the blade. There, I've said my piece. Did you want me to leave? I'm certainly a little disappointed in you right now. Sorry I caused that. On the other hand, I know you're trying to do what's right. How about I just give you some time? I realize all this is sudden. Just watch your back out there. Will do. Now what? I can't just sit around here. Perhaps a walk, sir? Don't you think I've been doing enough walking? How about a nice game of chess? No, thank you, Sam. I would win regardless. Whatever you say. Bored? Guess I'm not used to this, having to wait. You know, Grim, not everyone goes full fucking throttle 24/7. That's rich coming from you. Oh, fuck off, and while you're back there, make yourself useful. Scotch, neat. Just a small one for me. Why, thank you. Cheers to a total clusterfuck. Or cheers, rather, to a total clusterfuck. Damn, they really watered this shit down. Hey, speaking of clusterfucks, how's your car? Any word? Nothing yet. I know it'll take some time. Why don't we go check? We? Why not? Besides, I'm not in the right headspace with her around. I'm bound to do something beyond stupid. You're not mad at me? Bet your balls I am, but a waste of energy directing it at you. Well, it's a trip in a pretty rough neighborhood, so I suggest you change. I'll see what I can find. Meet you out front in 5. What in the prime fuck are you looking at? Nothing. Oh, just piss off. This is all I could find. I didn't say anything. Yeah, fuck you. What did I do? God, I look like some 2-bit supervillain. You look fine. It's better than walking around in a thong. The train comes to a halt. Better than a thong? You sure you mean that? Shit, let's just go.
Maybe.
Well, if I can walk behind you the entire time, a thong may have been a good idea. Yeah, that's what I thought, you perv. Who are you calling a perv? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the guy staring at my ass. Never seemed to bother you. Supervillain or not, it's a nice ass. I can't help it. Grim? Yeah? Let's leave that till we're alone, okay? Yeah, no problem. Now, up this...
Like PDA.
No, probably not where they're going.
Yeah.
Now, up this way, right? Yeah, right behind you. How much further from here? Just a block. Good, less time on these streets looking like this, the better. A girl yelling at a taxi terminal can be heard up ahead. Haha. Looks like the last of whatever clubs are still operating just closed. It never gets old. I know I have enough credits. Just send the damn taxi. I can't stay out here. Those are nights I do not miss. Same. Ah, keep back. Whoa, you're safe. We're just walking past. I hate to ask, but you can't be sparing a few creds to let me get home, can you? How did you get stuck? My friends ripped me off and left me stranded and dressed like this. Not safe being out here in this area, especially like that. Sam, call her a cab. Give her 40 creds to get her where she needs to go. Done, sir. Oh my God, thank you so much. Next time I suggest you find more trustworthy friends to go out with. I was gonna say to hang out with, but whatever. I will. This it? Yeah, unless they moved it. Grim, what you doing here? Just wanted to check in, see how things were going. Your clock busted? They got a lot of work to do still. Figured as much, but it means a lot. You of all people can understand that. True words. Is that Bolter chick I heard about? Yeah, that's Sasha. In the flesh and no introductions needed for you. You be that singer gal hitting up the joints in Milltown over the last year or so. Yeah, that's me. Or used to be. Good stuff, not my jam, but still prime shit.
What if you went on a date and someone started talking like that? Would that not be like, I don't know.
Who is? Oh, you're not supposed to be here yet. Still, much work is needed. Why the hell are you working on my car? I have so many questions. Sister, he is back. Hey, I asked a question. Who's back? The ghost. You shouldn't be here. We require more time. It's not ready. How much time are we looking at? The transmission is repaired. Steering column still needs work. Is it drivable? Todd, is it drivable? From behind a dark corner, a gruff voice booms out. Perhaps. What the fuck? Ah, the musician. Ellen Lane, is it? Yeah, that's me. You may appreciate what is to your left. Wow, where the fuck did you get all this equipment? That's what we could salvage from the last pit location. God damn, you could supply an entire concert with this. Feel free to look around. I may not hold your friend in high esteem, but you, on the other hand. Girls, respect our guests and show her through the equipment. She should appreciate it. Really? So is it okay so I... excuse me. Is it okay if I rummage through all this? Please, go ahead. Grim, this amount of gear is just insane. Well, glad someone is appreciating this trip. In other news, my vehicle. How much longer? If I remember correctly, I was doing you a favor. You are in no position to be making demands. Sorry, just getting antsy. We still have a few items to repair, then the new paint job. Oh, excuse me, that was actually the twin, not Todd, but whatever. New paint job? I like it the way it is. New paint job? This is news to me. We decided a hot pink base with flame decals on the side. What? Don't you dare! You would do no such thing. But we thought, leave it black, just as he asked. Terribly sorry about that scare. It would wear on my soul if such a thing was done to a pristine piece of Southern engineering. Thank fuck. Now if you'll excuse me, I need to check the maintenance items. Then I can give a proper estimate. Sure thing. Hey Todd, is there any eats here? Stomach be growling. Find your own, Sasha. Feeding you is not part of the deal. There are plenty of places near. Well, fuck. Sasha, why are you here with him anyway? Safest spot to be. Bolters don't cross tide. Not if they don't want to be bodied. Now, I need food.
Bear food? I guess,
It depends on what path you want to go on. You want to go with Ellen, or do you want to go with her?
Well, she's loyal. He's loyal to Ellen.
But I'm kind of curious what would happen if we went with her.
I mean, you could save it and try it.
I owe you a meal, least I can do. Respect, Ghost. Move that ass, then. Ellen, I'll be back shortly. 1.4 gigawatt amps. You have to be shit. Ellen, I'm leaving for a bit. Wait, what? You're leaving me with them? I won't be gone long. All right, don't be gone long. Ain't actually hungry, needed to get out, understand? Those two oddballs getting to you? Yeah, but main point, you following me. You wanted me to follow you? Don't be thinking I didn't see you drooling.
You got me.
Yeah, maybe I have been. Was it that obvious? Bet's all in, yes. So what do you suggest? Find a quick hidden spot. Out here? Too cold outside, I got a spot right behind like. Come on, let's sneak in here. Nobody will see us. You really had this planned. You second-guessing yourself? Nope, lead the way. This works. Just right out here? Not dangerous enough? You really do like to get into trouble, don't you? You don't like it? Doubts about that. If danger is what you want, then show me and get naked for me. Bossy, bossy. You've been thinking about this for a while, right? Damn straight I have. Get your ghost ass over here. Perky tits, love 'em. Strong hands, ghosty, can you back it up? Of course I can. Question is, can you? Huh? Get those damn shorts off. Take 'em off. With fucking pleasure. You like your girls wild, don't you? Bet you're glad I fucked your plans. You've been nothing but trouble. Always. Fuck, not so tight. What you gonna do about it? I can give as much as you. You want that? Fucking right I do. Now show me.
Work your way down the list.
Alright, up you go. Fucking strong, prime hell. You will enjoy this. Bury that tongue in there. That's the plan. Oh, that's fucking prime. Keep going. Don't stop. Sasha's juices begin to drip down your chin. You're fucking me good after. Ugh. What? Christ, you're making me come. Good. Nice fucking view. Fucking hell. Damn, change of pace. Nobody be doing that with me. Yeah, guessing your typical friends are a tad more selfish. Still like a good fucking though. Against the wall. No backdoor stuff. Wasn't planning on it. Though, with that ass. Don't you dare. And if I did, then you get throat punched. Not in the mood for having that happen today. Just fuck me, ghost. Ugh, yeah, ghost, deep in me. Damn, you're tight. Only doing this on special occasions, you hear? I'm lucky enough to get that treatment, huh? Just fuck. God damn, for someone who only does this on special occasions, this is certainly not expected. Never look a gift, something in the mouth. Horse. Holy fuck, never thought you'd fuck a bolter, did ya? Now, back that big dick out. You want something else? Oh yeah, let me think. Always can fuck me more, or maybe a bit of a blow, you like that? I won't refuse unless you mean drugs. A blowjob, damn civvies. Get on those stairs. Gonna fuck me right? Just lean back and spread those legs. Gonna be telling your friends about this? Not a chance. You know I like to cause trouble. Don't you fucking dare. I'm fucking with you, just come get it, ghost. You're nothing but trouble. Uh-huh. There we are. Teach this troublemaker a lesson, yeah? Like this. Ah, yes, fuck me deep. Damn, so good. You may be trouble, but I like this whole idea. Sure you did. Now, when will you blow for me? Soon. Still want to do more with you. Okay, now I'll blow you, yeah? Right there? Where do you think? Not like we needed a room. Then slide down a little. Sure, this work? Damn, so picky. I'm just not that tall. Now, are you ready? Maybe. Better question, are you? I think I'll be just fine. Let me taste. Of course. That's it. Just a tease. That's it? Yep. You aren't getting away with that. You asked to do this. Oh, yeah? Yep. Show me what you can do, naughty ghost. One bite and done. I know you like to do stupid shit, but I know you're not that stupid. Maybe. You gonna come or what? People waiting for us. Yep, I am. Boom! Here it comes. Sasha, without saying a word, simply looks at you with a deathly glare. Sorry. Gah, I figured you'd fire in my body or shit. Sorry, you okay? Yeah, be fine. Your friend's probably wondering where we at. Yeah, best get dressed. Remember, not a fucking word. I'll think on it. Maybe those twins can know. Bet they would be fun. Let's just go back. Yeah. Let's see if the freaks did wrong to your friend. I'm dead if they tried anything. I think you'll live to see another day. Welcome back! You seem happy. Fuck me, dude. The stuff they've got here is prime merch. Some of the best sound equipment I've laid eyes on. I mean, look at this stuff. Ellen, I wouldn't know a guitar from a cello. I'll take your word for it. The twins here know their shit. Sound equipment check, cars check, and quantum theory, spatial dynamics, orbital mechanics. Well, the car shit is important. Speaking of your car, I think Todd here has something to tell you.
Alright, ignoring extras, we can get your beauty on the road by tomorrow. Does that work?
Work? Hell yes, that sounds great. So make arrangements for tomorrow night?
That should do. For now, let the twins get back to work. They are easily distracted.
Sure thing. Come on, Ellen. See? Now, wasn't that a good idea to come here? Should listen to me more often. Hey, I always do. Sure thing there, buddy. But since you got your car back, what happens now? We can't risk waiting this out any longer. We end all this shit. Collect everyone when we get back. Yes, that means Victoria too. We need to plan this out. About fucking time. Victoria, you silly, silly girl. You could have been so much more.
Ma'am, reporting back.
And?
The target got away.
What? How? Never mind. Double our security here and find that red moon.
Ma'am, we have no idea where he is, and we're stretched to our limit as is.
Just do it.
Oh, Victoria, you sly one. I know you're coming for me, but you will not succeed.
Okay, I think we're all in agreement. This ends now. Victoria, you're gonna get us in and lead us to the lab to help Gloria.
That I can do. Then I have a score to settle with Meredith.
Sonya, we need to hit their servers to ghost Gloria from their database. That task is on you.
Sure thing. I'll work with Cleo to tackle that. Just as long as I get to knock some heads.
Katie, you'll monitor Gloria when we get to the lab, just in case of any complications. You just get me in there and I'll do what I can. What about Ellen and I? You stick with us and keep your head low.
And don't worry about me, kiddo. I have an idea to draw their security out. It's gonna be fucking prime. I'm gonna trust you on that. Now everyone understand their tasks? Roger. For Henry. Hell yeah. Yes, I do. Of course. Good. Help each other coordinate. We finally take Banner down. Tomorrow night, it all ends. Chapter 13. All the moving parts. Okay. We still have a half an hour. This is the final chapter that we have right now for City of Broken Dreamers. After 13, if 14 doesn't come out before then, we'll be moving on to something else. And when 14 comes, we will resume it. But we're getting to the end here. Sir, it is time to wake up. Grim? Grim, wake up. Sorry for the disturbance, but today is quite the day. Morning. Where's Sonya? Sleeping. And she didn't cuff you? She thought about it. I said I'd stay put. And you didn't. She's gonna love that. Staying put is a vague term. She should have specified. She can be irritable if she wishes. Hey! Shit. So this is what stay put means to you? I am not your prisoner. I was not gonna stay perfectly still as you slept. And how do I know you didn't contact your friends at Baynard? You know very well that's not the case. If I wished to commit suicide, I wouldn't have bothered running here in the first place. Really, Miss Vasquez, we need a modicum of trust to ensure success. I trust you to do what's best for you. Perfect, then we have an understanding. That's... I don't have to take this shit. Sonya. What? I haven't even had coffee yet. Can we not? This is pointless anyway. Fine, what's this shithole have to eat? Gotta be something. Anything will do. See, quite easy to handle. Marry her, and then we'll talk. Hoy mierda! Esto no es comida! Just fucking peanuts and pretzels. This place have a kitchen? We'll make do. Not like I can just go get us some breakfast. Pretzels and peanuts for breakfast sounds fucking prime. You're up early. Listen to this guy acting like his loud-ass conversation didn't wake up right... Excuse me, didn't wake me up right after I finally fell asleep. Yeah, sorry. Apologies, Ellen. Whatever, look, I want to cover the deets with you. Make sure we aren't missing anything. Sounds good. What do you want to go over? If you think you can do better with a meal, be my fucking guest. Far be it from me to intervene. Those two should fucking get it over with already. Wait, no, that would be weird. Yeah, that would be. Oh, you perv. Go take a cold shower. Or two. No time. Gotta check on everyone, then get moving. When you're done, talk to me. Lot to go over. Knocking on door. Hey, Katie, are you up? Sam, open the door. Of course, sir. Oh, shit. Why do you always sleep naked? Okay. Katie, wakey wakey. Groans and sniffs into the couch. You need to get up. Hey, wakey wakey, we got a busy day. Huh? 5 more minutes. Bus is always late. Come on, get your ass up. God, don't just wake a girl up like that, Grim. Sorry. Fine, but do you mind? Just let me get some clothes on. No time like the present. I may need help getting these pants on. Okay? Does that even fit? Taboo question. It's only 2 sizes too small. Just hold up a minute. Give a girl a chance. Just give them one big pull. Aha! Dr. Katie Hamilton once again does the impossible. Congrats. Quake in fear, Baynard. Wow, once it's on, it's surprisingly easy to move. And breathe. Didn't see that coming. It looks good. How's that whole sexy spy thing going on? Pretty badass, right? Yep. They do say clothes make the woman. I'd say the other way around. Scared or not, Banner deserves a bloody nose. They're gonna get more than that, trust me. Good. You've got this. We've got this. You nod. I'll see you downstairs. Hey, Gloria, we need to start getting ready. I know, I was just trying to get my mind off, well, everything. By doing what? Just some old flick. What one, if you don't mind me asking? Shit, I forgot the name. I don't recognize it. Well, it's probably older than you. Any good? Depends on what you like. How so? A lot of sex, not like porn, but wow, a lot of sex. And that's sort of good? It's weird, but I can't turn away. These actors might be dead now, but guess people were always horny. If they weren't, we wouldn't be here.
Yep.
I think you'd like it. Like being with you more, or maybe you should get dressed.
Say, save it and try the first option. I'm still kind of curious.
But I think we've already been with her once.
I haven't seen it.
I like being with you more. I do too. Glad to hear it. So, that movie's got me thinking. I don't have time for a movie right now. Wasn't the movie I was thinking about, Grim. Fine, you convinced me. So be a good girl and take those clothes off. Am I a good girl? You're looking very naughty. Yes, Grim. You're one of those hidden wild ones, aren't you? Maybe. Lean back. What are we gonna do? First, I'm gonna explore a little. Are you ready to try something new? Yes, Grim, with you. Great, just try not to blast me across the room. Heh, no promises. Damn, you're sexy. You make me feel that way. You make me want to do bad things. How bad? Yeah, this feels wrong, but I can't help myself. I want to experience it all. Maybe. Never mind. Keep going. You sure? I am, Grim. You're perfect. Perfect tits. Perfect pussy. And now? Is my ass perfect too? Yes. I think you need to see it more properly. Is that so? And yes, that is a perfect ass. Gloria shudders as goosebumps form on her flesh. Can you spank me? You sure? Just not too hard. Oh, that stings. Too hard? No, keep going. Do you want to be inside me? I do. Please, Grim, I need you inside me. Does my bad girl deserve it? No? Damn, don't stress it. You do. Sorry, still getting used to the dirty talk. Now hold on tight. You lift Gloria up to meet you, her legs wrapping tightly around you. You good? With you I am. Alright, here we go. Oh, that's it, Grim. Fuck me. I still can't get over how good you feel. Oh, Grim, what are you doing? Fucking my bad little girl. Ah! Oh my god, this feels so good. Just no screaming, you hear me? Oh yeah, our little secret. Very good. We're not done yet, are we? Of course not. What does my girl want? Grim's choice. How about off the bed? How's this? I was thinking right to the side of the bed, shoulders on the ground. Oh, how about... Oh my god, this floor is freezing. Stuff you never think of when... I mean, can you warm me up, Grim? Oh wow, really? I mean it. Wow. You tell me if this is okay. Oh my god, you're okay? Yes, just give me a second. You surprised me. Oh my god, Grim, I've only heard about this before. You really are a hidden wild one. Then make me wild. Ugh, you're gonna make me scream. I'll stop, I swear. I so want to, though. If Ellen murders me, we can't do this anymore. Ah! Fuck it, worth it. Are you gonna come on me, Grim? Yes, all over you. Keep stroking it, I wanna see it. You want my cum? Yes! Come! Here it comes. Takes in a giant breath. Phew, damn, Gloria, you're gonna kill me. We can't have that. You sure you don't have anything left for me? Well, maybe. Okay, here we go. Here we go again. As you press deep, Gloria gags while taking you down. Wow. taking in a fresh breath of air. Oh my god. Sorry, I got a little carried away right there. That was so hot. We have to do this again and again. Now let me get up so I can get changed. I found this earlier. It's so prime. Show me. You ready? Sure. Well, close your eyes. You can look now. That works. Thank you. Just another thing sitting around? Yeah, it's tight, but I think it's okay. So tonight, right? You ready? I think so. It's okay to be nervous. Scared, even. Okay, thanks, Grim. Thank me when it's over. So you haven't answered me. Why are you two still technically married? That's the question I want to know. Wow, okay. That's it. That's the one. That was a little hard. But that's the last image we have for this one. There's a lot we didn't get. Oh, there's one more. Oh, look at that.
Okay.
It's like Celtic or something. So you haven't answered me. Why are you two still technically married? I don't know. It isn't like I see that cabron all the time. It's over, but the paperwork was a pain in the ass. And why do you care? And here I am, surrounded by them. I hear that. At least now I'm the second most hated person here, so thanks for that. You're welcome. Hey, you haven't killed each other. Color me surprised. Grim, a little rude to be listening in. I heard nothing. Don't mind me. Now, if you excuse me, I need to talk with that one in the corner. All right, shall we? Yeah, so I finally feel like I can actually help and not run around and fall into dark pits filled with water. You know that's not true. The fuck it isn't. You know what I mean. So anyway, let's go over this again. We have Todd's sound equipment, right? I still got my truck. I can load that up and set up on the main drag near Baynard's headquarters. In order for this to work, you need to get the word out. Hence why we need to start early. Then hopefully we can get a big crowd in front of Baynard. The optics of it alone are as prime as fuck. Excuse me, but now I'm the rude one. I couldn't help but overhear what you're discussing. Great. May I? Hey, this is my plan. I don't need you. Never mind. I have no intention of stealing your plans. I just wanted to see if I could help. May I sit? Sure. Yeah, can't hurt. So an impromptu concert outside Baynard? Basically, yeah. Figured it'd be a good distraction for the security. And set up just opposite of the entrance to the bridge. Their security can't stop you setting up there. Then once you get a crowd, nobody can get into Baynard unless they're taking the tram. Damn it. Yeah, that'll work. Now we just need a crowd. I doubt that's a challenge for Ellen Lane. Grim, it is a good plan. The LAPD is busy all over the city. Baynard would be forced to use its own security, leaving few behind. Well, thanks. With enough muscle in the crowd, Baynard's security will be on edge. They aren't paid well enough to risk death. Know any shit-kicking roadies, Ellen? Hell yeah. Todd says Meltdown is itching for a fight after the pit. Yeah, that makes sense. This is gonna be legend. Fucking legend. Then shall we? Let's roll. And Victoria? Yeah? Thanks. You're welcome. You sure you want to do this? You're gonna get arrested and I won't be able to stop it. Cops don't scare me. Wouldn't be my first arrest. Hey, I just don't want you to get hurt. I'll be fine. Need something to do while you and the kiddos save the world. So I'm sure. More than I've ever been. You made your point. Now the hard part. Need to get Thor on board. Wasn't it his place that Sonya and her crew destroyed? What makes you think he'll play ball? He doesn't have the sense not to. Don't worry about him. He owes me. What about everyone else in your band? Yeah, we used to be a two-man crew. Okay, I'll escort you part way, but I need to grab supplies and then get my car. Grim, I'll be careful. I have to get to the truck first anyway, so you go to Todd's without me. I'll swing by later. I know you... Fucking balls! Chandra, of course. Hey. Why am I even surprised? The spy shit is harder than it looks. I told you so. Come on, get up. Thanks, babe. Who in the prime fuck is this? That's Chandra and Abby, if I remember right. It's not really an answer. They're friends. Seriously, you know how to pick them. You're Ellen Lane, like THE Ellen Lane. That is so prime. Grim, why didn't you tell me you knew her? I heard you knew Jenna Coles, is that true? Always thought it'd be prime as fuck if you did a song with her. Grim? Chandra, focus. Why are you here? Fucking touchy. You ghosted me. Meredith's on the warpath. Then after the explosions, I told her you were probably fine. Were you followed? Paranoid much? I'm the last thing on Mom's mind. Trust. How'd you find me? Rumors spread around Milltown fast. That's not great. No one talks to outsiders. You're safe. Well, at least for a bit. Good. Now, I appreciate the concern, but you have to go. Milltown is about to explode. No. You aren't listening. This is where I want to be. Me too, ride or die. Enough of this. Wait, you girls know some locals? Bet your balls we do. She knows a few. I know more. Ellen, I don't want them involved any more than they already are. Just hear me out. How would you like to do a bit of promotional work? Promotional work? Fucking prime, I'm in. Come on, walk with us. Right on. I'm intrigued. Morning. Welcome to the land of the living. Had to come down eventually. Where is everyone? Grim and Ellen just left. Gloria's in her room and Sonya's doing a sweep. And you're, what, guarding the bar? I was in quite the intriguing conversation with Sonya. But I think she's tired of my company. Which is, of course, understandable. She has a problem with a Baynard employee? Shocker. Yet we all stand under that particular umbrella. That's a perspective. Merely stating facts, there are no clean hands in this group. There's a big difference between being the right-hand woman to Meredith White and... fixing up known killers and thugs? That's different. The clinic wouldn't have survived without that money. This isn't a judgment. It doesn't matter. Let's drop it. Apologies. I'm sorry, too. Why? You put your butt on the line to help us. I shouldn't be snippy. Some might say that I'm inside agent waiting to stab you in the back. Maybe, but I doubt it. Grim and Gloria trust you. Lord knows why. Huh, you'll have to ask them. But let's start fresh, okay? All that matters is what we do from now on. You intrigue me, Dr. Hamilton. By all rights, you are wasted as a private clinician. My patients need me, so do my friends. You are quite remarkable. Thanks, and you're not as scary as you seem. Was I really that bad? So much worse. And just call me Katie. Hello, Katie. Who is your friend? Venus, there you are. Oh, I don't believe we have... Why is there a bot here? Do you know what those Vostok things are capable of? What? Don't tell me you're scared of Venus here. She's been nothing but nice to us. She even helped us escape. They are not to be trusted. I am taking time to try to trust you. Try doing the same with her. But she's a sweetheart. What's wrong? I'm Venus. What's your name? Victoria. I'm sorry. Do I make you uncomfortable? Mama said sometimes that happens. I'm sorry. No, I mean, why is she acting like that? Hey, it's okay, Venus. Victoria here is just a little surprised. She didn't know you were here. I see. Mama always introduced me to new people. Well, now you can meet people yourself. Really? Say hello, Victoria. Yeah, nice to meet you. See, that wasn't so hard. Can you help me Can you help introduce me to new people without Mama? I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm alone now. Who'll look after me? How about this? Once the mission is over, you can work with me. I have an entire nursing subroutine. That may work. We'll talk when I get back, okay? Thank you, Katie. That makes me feel much better. I should probably continue to monitor the area now, but thank you. I'm trying to... What is that, anyway?
It's a mosquito hut. They say it eats mosquitoes, but I don't think they do.
They bite?
No.
Oh. Maybe I should leave it in here, then. I guess I have a new employee. She has that effect on people. She really is a sweetheart. She was discussing the future. Her future. How is that possible? They do not do that.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? We're here. Well, this is where we part ways. Lovely. Any last minute questions before I jet? We'll be fine. We spread the word on this dope fucking concert to fight the We spread the word on this dope fucking concert to fight the mom, man. Basically, yeah. Anyone and everyone you can get, not just Milltown. We can do that. Can make calls from the hotel. Hotel? Yeah, escape from mom, and she's paying for it. Full net access. Perfect center of operations. Anyone and everyone you can get. Got me? The biggest fuck you Meredith has ever seen. Why don't we call it that? Fuck Mom 42. Might want to rework the name or we'll draw a very different crowd. But I love that spunk. I know you. Oh, fuck off. Stay safe. I'll let Todd know to expect you. Sounds good. See you on the other side. So what now, Spook? Busy or want to see the room?
Sure, why not?
Is it far? Not at all. You can help us in everything. Not sure about that, but I can walk you there. No one will hurt us here. Humor me, please. Sweet! Okay, Grim, grab the supplies you came here for and let's jet. Abby mumbles to herself, wrapped around her finger. Kinda cool, huh? Not the best room, but it works. Meredith's gonna flip when she gets this bill. The point, I think. She didn't want me dropping bills. She didn't want me dropping bills, she shouldn't leave her card out. You know what we need some beats. Hey room, music, the fun kind. Playing. Chandra, we need to think, can you turn that down? Oh fine, volume down 50%. Now, Milltown will be easy. Word is already spreading, but I'll send some messages. Good. For the rest, we'll flood social media, look up some old friends. Why are you starting already? Because we said we would? Okay, yeah, but I work better when I'm chilled. You need to let loose, have some fun. I do that. Besides, is now really the best time? Sure, why the fuck not? Just stop. This is important. Fine. Guess I'll just have fun in the shower, by myself. Relax after a day of sleuthing. Fun word, sleuthing. Just take your shower. Give me 10. She's such a terrible dancer. Agreed. I heard that. Okay, so I think we can handle what your friend asked for. I know some peeps in Milltown with some good connections. I'm sure you guys can handle it. So why exactly did you decide to come back here with us? Why don't we save that for the next one? So things are really heating up right now in episode 13, chapter 13, whatever you want to call it. And you almost didn't get it. But we got it now, and hopefully you guys will continue to check us out with more City of Broken Dreamers on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We'll see you next time.